Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya.
Some wrestler named Sabu? No. Johnny Rodriguez? No. Basically, this is a list of just people I recognize or have heard of. I recognize this guy, but he's not on a list. Okay, now there's no way they're going to put Charlie Kirk now because we're really getting into the nobodies. Like these idiots who are all dead. Ruth Buzzy died? Holy shit, I didn't know that. She should be on a list. List is way too long. The list goes to 291, and I'm not even at 191. Steve Mongo McMichael died, ALS. Wink Martindale died. Didn't know that. Judas Priest, drummer in the late 70s, 1970s. He doesn't count. No. Nobody cares. Boy, it's amazing. Blondie drummer, Lem Clark. Who gives a fuck? Michael Hurley. The godfather of freak folk, Michael Hurley. What does that even mean? Bodybuilder. Every time I see these bodybuilders that are dead, I'm like, okay, we all know what killed them. You know? Tons of steroid abuse, has to be. Richard Chamberlain, recognized that name. Couldn't tell you what he was in. Okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to find last name Kirk. No, they did not put Charlie Kirk on here. Oh, they're going to get a ton of shit on that. How can you not put Charlie Kirk on there? Branjo says, I bet this website is using about 43 gigs of RAM. That's a niche joke. Yeah, it is, because I don't get it. Main Chris, Chris and Mace says, did we cover Ozzy Osbourne yet? Yeah, he was on there. His picture and his name. Anybody that does not put Charlie Kirk on their deaths for the year, I mean, that would, some would argue that was the biggest death. I remember when that whole Kirk thing was going down. I, despite on Who Are These Broadcasts with Christian Blatt, we would cover him all the time. I didn't know who he was. It goes in one ear and out the other with me. All right. When I found out, I remember it was right around September 11th that incident happened. And Christian texts me. He says, hey, Charlie Kirk was just murdered in cold blood, shot. And I wrote back, who is that? And he wrote, idiot. We discuss him all the time on our show. I go, oh, fuck. So I looked it up. I saw it. I was shocked. And then right away, everybody came out of the woodwork with he gets what he gets. He deserved it. He supported gun control. We attribute this quote to him is, and I was like, oh, this guy must have been a real asshole. And so then I started looking into it on my own and not paying attention to those quotes. And I started to pay attention to the things that the guy was saying. I was like, well, he's super, you know, influenced by the Bible, but there's a lot of people like that. And I don't really a lot of this shit is just his opinion based on the Bible, and he seems like he's firm in his beliefs, but I don't think this guy is nearly as much of an asshole as you all say he is. And I talked about that. I said, yeah, is this the guy I'm supposed to hate? I don't give a shit if he believes this, this, and this. And then there was several videos that I watched of him actually giving people a fair shake when they were trying to debate him. And first and foremost, he created content. And it was steeped in political views and religious views. And I was like, this is who I'm supposed to hate? This is who everybody's telling me to hate? You people are fucking crazy. My God, I had a lot of people reach out to me who had written me off and said, EZ, you coming out and voicing how you felt about all that brought me back to you. And I'm like, well, I mean, it's just fucking common decency here. And then Maitland threw the fucker under the bus and got in deep shit. I didn't even know she did it, but somebody reached out to me and said, hey, Maitland did this, this, and this about Charlie Kirk, and Kelly Cheese was right there cheering her on, and here's the screenshots. And I go, uh-oh. I go, well, I'm telling the world about this. So that's immediately what I did. And then for about a week and a half, she was getting it, man. They were letting her have it. Becca Shea says, I can't remember, did they ever catch the person who did it? Yes. He is awaiting trial. Kristen Main says, the Charlie Kirk hot take justifiers are scum of the earth. Yeah, they are. Come on now. You can't even die these days. The same thing like goes, like when Trump, when the he got shot and people were, you know, applauding that. Which, by the way, I've seen a lot of videos that seem to indicate that Trump, I don't know if you ever watch these, I don't know if I believe it, but they sure make a compelling argument of when Trump got shot, the conspiracy theorists are that was all staged. And I don't believe that. But when they frame it the way they do, conspiracy theorists, they do an excellent job of making me want to think that there was some type of crazy shit going on there. You forget there was a guy that was shot and killed when that happened. I do not believe that, by the way. Donut Dan says, were there any others that were politics related or just entertainment based on the list? I don't know. I'll link it up in the show notes. All right. So now the clock starts for 2026. The idea of a death pool on the show. So what you'll do is you'll pick three. You'll pick three to die in the upcoming year, 2026. Now, some of you will take the same person, and I don't care. I mean, it depends on the death pool. Some death pools don't allow you to have, like if one of you picks Keith Richards and then someone else picks Keith Richards. Murder Lover Linda says, could that be bad karma? Becca Shea says that's bad juju. Okay, so you don't think we should do a death pool? Because really there was only Chris in Buffalo who wanted to do a death pool. How about this? Chris in Buffalo, do a death pool, and we'll just keep track of yours. Linda says, you guys can. I'm out. All right, no death pool. I'm getting tons of flack on the death pool. Man Bun Chris says, any New Year's resolutions for the Toon Man? And Don says, how about a wish list instead? Rebecca says, death pool should never be in writing or vocalized. It's bad karma. Chris in Buffalo says, murder lover Linda loves murder, but not a death pool. What the fuck? Cole says, Clint Eastwood, William Shatner, and a wild card Mick Foley. Okay. Overwhelmingly not doing the death pool. New Year's resolutions. I have none. I don't have a lot. I think the things that slow me down are my lack of organizational skills, the clutter in this house, and fat. Those are the three things that bother me the most. Lack of organization, clutter, and fat. Chris in Buffalo says, I bet Megan and Gigglebox Amy would be in on the death pool, LOL. Donut Dance says, Mickey Rourke, narco terrorist, and question mark. All right. Becca Shea says, that's your ADHD referring to all the clutter. The thing is, if you look behind me, do you see that shelf? Look at that shelf. There's an ad in front of it right now. Let me make the ad go away. Okay. I see books and all sorts of shit. I see a boombox radio. It's just every shelf. There's a dog there. There's all sorts of shit there that it's just been sitting there for literally years. Now, you take that and you make it every square inch of my house. Branjo says, easy goal. Use the ad blocker web browser. I've sent him 20 times. Can you send it again? I'll write it down, and then I won't use it.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Have you seen any of those commercials, those things where you're doom scrolling and it says AI will make 500,000 more millionaires than the internet has in its entire lifetime. In 5 minutes, AI will make millionaires. Have you seen all that shit? I feel like I should be on the cutting edge of AI. And I don't know what the hell it does. I think I use AI and I don't even know it. Like when I do the podcast, I get a message back from something that I've subscribed to that says, EZ, these are the clips of your show. And it goes ahead and it watches the show and it pulls clips and it puts a catchy title on it and it puts the captions at the bottom of it. And so AI does that. And I don't know how the fuck that happens. But I think I'm missing something without utilizing AI. And I got to get out of the thinking that because I'm old, I don't need AI. I think I'm hurting myself without utilizing it, you know? But I couldn't even tell you how the fuck it would help me. I think that would help me in my organizational issues. you know, ultimately, I still have to get in here every day and talk. AI is not going to do that. I am going to do that. Nothing can substitute what's in my stupid brain rattling around in there and coming out of my mouth. Nothing. Donco is here, and he's my age. He says, I use AI for tons of stuff. It's pretty incredible. I don't even know where to go to utilize it. Josh in Borculo says, I'm guilty of clutter issues. Murder Lover Linda says, 2026 goal, start a documentary club. Megan is here. Megan, before you got here, my dear, we were discussing a death pool for 2026. I don't know if you know what a death pool is. You pick three people to die in the year 2026. And numerous folks said, that's bad juju. No, we're not doing that. Fuck you. Somebody thought you would be into it. That would be something you'd be into. Okay, there you go. She says, I don't want anyone to die. Megan would be the type to join the death pool. And then, yeah, hey, Megan, it's 3 a.m. I know, but I don't want anyone to see that me associated with Irvine's it's a death pool. And yeah, I can't do that. Can you go ahead and delete all the episodes of your podcast that Irvine's was on? All right. Donut Dan says you could have AI for your entire show. It can make your face and background and mimic your voice. Yeah, but it's not the same. I've seen and heard AI. And anyone who's got half a brain can tell when they're watching and seeing AI. And who, honestly, yeah, that may be able to be used, but it's still shit. There's no substitute for what comes out of my mouth. It cannot be replicated. It cannot be duplicated. Maureen says, but I don't think that predicting death means you want them to die. No, I think it does. I think it does. Donko Dan says, I use it for more mundane tasks. I took a picture of all the food in my refrigerator and cupboards, and it gave me tons of quick and easy, awesome ideas. Yeah. All right. Sounds fun. AI can make some great photos if you use an actual person's photos. Yeah, none of the things that anybody has suggested about using AI for seems practical or interesting to me. Okay? Like, I want to take, when my car is not running, I want to take a picture of the engine and have it tell me what's wrong with it. And then I can take it to someone to fix it, like Megan. All right. So, on the horizon for today, boy, am I jam-packed. First of all, we got a hockey game. Face-off is at 6 on New Year's Eve. The Griffins are trying to make it 16 wins in a row. Franchise record tonight in Grand Rapids. That's massive. Fireworks show after. Boy, it's loud. And I'm right at ice level where the fireworks are. It's so fucking loud. Holy shit. Leading up to that, though, Pooh Bear, 2 p.m. at the dock. Leaving at 1:15. Between now and then, I have to publish this. I'm going to skip the Patreon today. I'm going to publish something to listen to while I'm away. I have to publish best of shows and something to listen to while I'm away for Thursday, Friday. I have to publish yesterday's Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. I have to publish yesterday's Who Are These Free Beers? I have to voice track Q100 for Friday. I have to voice track Big 101.3 for today, tomorrow, Friday. Get Pooh Bear to the doctor, like I said. And then get up early and take the dogs to doggy daycare because I'm traveling over to see Dad and Joanne and my stepfather as well. Then back home Saturday, Grand Rapids Gold game on Saturday. And Friday there's a Griffins game, but I'm not doing the Griffins game because I'm doing the Ryan Fisher hockey game at Granville High School. So I've got a sub. Go Josh, go, I think, on Friday doing the gig. Somebody's doing the gig, the Griffins game. I don't know who. But, yeah. Thank you to the sponsors. Thank you, Skydive Grand Haven. $248. $249 to Tandem Skydive. 8,000 feet. SkydiveGrandHaven.com. Go to SkydiveGrandHaven.com. Click Shop Gift Certificates and get the Tandem Jump Package. And jump with me this summer. SkydiveGrandHaven.com. The only place in Michigan where you can get up to 17,000 feet to jump and see the pristine, majestic Grand Haven beach coastline of Lake Michigan. Irvine's, as always, Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. You know them. Thank you to them. Longtime sponsor, one of the OGs. They'll fix your car, your hybrid, or your EV while people still have EVs. I saw a video about the Ford Lightning. There's a spot somewhere on Ford property in Michigan where there's literally thousands of Ford F-150 Lightnings, and they're going to be scrapped. Just as a lot of people said, that ridiculous fad is going to go away, and Ford is shifting their attention to hybrids, which is something we've said a long time. It makes perfect sense. No, it doesn't get 80, 90, 100 miles a gallon or whatever, and but it does pretty goddamn good. Pooh Bear's hybrid is several years old, and it's you can still get 50 miles per gallon. Come on now. Thank you as well to Merchant Automotive. They don't fix cars. They fix trucks with Duramax Motors and Allison Transmissions. Merchant-Automotive.com for more information. They're in Zeeland, Michigan. Kuiper Tree Care, longtime sponsor. You got a tree? Needs to come down? You call Kuiper. 616-828-8225. Thank you, Kuiper Tree Care. Speaking of cutting, you're getting a haircut at King's Room Barbershop. Three locations. Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street in beautiful Wyoming, Michigan. Thank you. King's Room Barbershop at kingsroom.net. It's New Year's Eve. Insurance clicks over January 1, 2026. If you have not made any adjustments to your insurance policy, you're about to get boned if you get your insurance through the Affordable Care Act. Tomorrow or maybe the day after, you'll see a lot of money coming out of your bank account to pay for your insurance because you didn't adjust the policy. The law is changing January 1. I told you many, many times to change your policy. Frank can help you. Appointmentwithfrank.com. And finally, ladies and gentlemen, the world-famous TC Paintball. I just sent Rick a note, said, dude, we've got to do an indoor paintball party. What are we waiting for? Let's go! TCPaintballGR.com. Thank you to them. I know this is an abbreviated show, but like I said, I'm off. Thank you, and Happy New Year to all of you. Let's get an asshole of the day. Oh, I know who it is. It's the intentional slighting of Charlie Kirk by People Magazine. Oh. Yeah, you'll hear more about this. I guarantee you people are going to be pissed off. You want to put them at the... You want to avoid these issues. So what you do is you have a big, you know, make him the biggest. Even if you hate him, you make him the biggest. We honor Charlie Kirk because otherwise people lose their minds. Happy New Year to all of you. Thank you for helping make this show what it is in our little corner of the internet. And thank you. I appreciate you so much. Have a good one, folks. And I'm not even going to stay up till midnight. No. I'll roll over at like 2 a.m. and give Pooh Bear a little smooch. Happy New Year, 2026. Let's go pay some more vet bills. But 2025 is out like Joe Martinez's prostate. That's it. And I hope 2026 is great for you folks. Talk to you on Monday. Until then, have a good one and bye-bye.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.